Good morning and welcome back to Rosie on the House. You know, this is becoming one of my favorite times each month is to have Jandy Autry on from the 1 Minute Kitchen.
Because I feed you.
Yes, well, that too. No, because your voice is like butter and you're really fun to be around and you tell great stories. And so this is the Rosie on the House edition of Jandy Autry's 1 Minute Kitchen.
That's
with
right.
Jen and Jan.
So, you know what, Jen? I love being with you too because, you know, we're passionate about our state. We're passionate about the farmers that grow our beautiful food here. So we always have something great to talk about, and we do have stories, don't we?
We do have stories. Okay, today is garlic.
Yep.
Okay, what is a garlic? It's not a vegetable.
It's a vegetable.
Is it a vegetable? It's a root.
It's a root.
Okay, so well, when Rosie and I were first married, I did not know how to cook. And I had an older lady tell me, she said, now, Jennifer, don't panic. If you haven't got dinner started, you just put a little onion, chop it up, a little garlic, chop it up, a little olive oil, and just start cooking it on the stove. That way, when Rosie gets in, he'll at least know that you've thought about dinner, and then you can figure out the rest. Well, I just told Rosie that, like, about a year ago. So every time he walks in, he goes, is that for real, or is that just garlic and onion? So.
That is a great story. But what did you say? You said garlic and onion and what?
A little olive oil.
Okay, so that's two of the three, the trilogy, mm-hmm. You know, the basis really for so many sauces, which is your mirepoix, which is your onion, your celery, and carrot. And then, of course, you can throw a little garlic in there, too. But that is really the base for a great bolognese, you know, a great meat sauce or a great tomato sauce. Just so many sauces. So you're there.
So just
no
get started.
No wonder you married you.
Yeah, there you go. So what did you bring in today? Let's mix this up here.
So today, we are honoring the garlic bulb by making a pasta salad that was the most pinned pasta salad on Pinterest. Now, that's a big deal.
That is a big
deal. Yes, because Pinterest has hundreds of thousands and millions of views. And when I wanted to make a pasta salad, I started looking on Pinterest, and this was at one point the number one pinned salad.
So it's not your recipe. It's one you found that was most
one
pinned.
I found, okay. But I adapted it, and I'll tell you how.
Okay.
So what you do is you make your pasta, a pound of pasta. You can do pretty much anything you want. We've got shells today. And you're going to save a half a cup of the pasta water. Super important.
Interesting.
Because you know why? Because we're going to make the dressing out of the pasta water. So you get your pasta, then you throw in everything else you like. Little broccoli flowerettes. We've got olives in here. We've got tomatoes. We've got avocados. You know, whatever you like in your pasta salad. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to put an entire bulb of garlic in the microwave for 40 seconds.
Is that your trick to get
it? What that does is it pops out. Don't do it more than that.
Okay.
But it sweats the garlic cloves out. And they pop right out. And then what I do, now you can grind them up from that point on, but what I do is I throw them in the skillet with a little bit of olive oil. Don't burn the garlic.
Okay.
Never, ever burn the garlic. You will ruin your dish. Throw it out and you'll have to start over. So just get it nice and browned. Okay, here's my biggest tip. You know there's stuff that you buy in the store that's in a jar?
Yeah,
they call it minced garlic. Mm. Don't ever do that. First of all, I'm not sure what it is because it doesn't taste like garlic. It kind of gives your recipe a really rancid.
It has to be fresh.
You got to have fresh. I mean, we grow garlic here, you know. So you've got your whole head of garlic, your whole bulb. And now you're going to take one container of ricotta.
Okay. Ricotta cheese.
Yeah, or ricotta cheese. And here's my other huge tip, Jen, is a lot of times you'll find ricotta and it's frozen. It's watered and it's clumpy. It's not good.
Okay.
So lift the lid because even when you lift the lid, it's still covered.
Mm-hmm.
It's still completely sealed. So lift the lid and if it looks smooth and feels smooth, then you're good to go. Always get whole milk ricotta, not the skim. Then we're going to take that ricotta, we're going to mix it in with a chopped garlic and then the pasta water. That's the dressing.
All right.
Look at this.
Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Absolutely beautiful.
So now I'm going to dump all this dressing. Oh, and then I've got a quarter of a cup of fresh grated Parmesan cheese.
Oh, so gotta have that.
So you've got this creamy, beautiful, flavorful pasta dressing with the garlic. You've got Parmesan cheese. While you're stirring that, I'm going to throw a little bit of salt in there. And a little bit of pepper. I always season everything at the very, very end, even when I'm cooking a sauce or something.
Now, this is going to feed a crowd. And you can find this recipe at Rosie on the House, or you can put this on your 1 Minute Kitchen, too.
We have a 1 Minute Kitchen on this on my Facebook page, and I think I've got a taste tester here, don't I?
Absolutely. Get over here, Gary.
Okay.
All right. Gary, what you do for science?
Hey, this is the best science in the world for me.
Such a team player. Oh, my gosh. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-mm. Oh, my goodness. Now, isn't that good?
It is very good.
It's delicious.
There's no oil.
Thing is, I could use some more garlic because I'm like Emeril Lagasse.
Never
enough garlic.
Never enough, right. That's right. And then there's eggs in there, so we're celebrating Arizona egg farmers. Yay!
Absolutely.
I love them as well. So there you go. Pasta Salad Plus, and there's a 1 Minute Kitchen on my website.
Thank you, Jan, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Just one of the new features with our home maintenance calendar. We had the Arizona Farm Bureau in talking garlic earlier and where to get it locally. And there's a recipe to add it to your cooking style for your home. If you would like to attend the Coyotes game coming up, let's see, next week. This is March 17th at 6 p.m. Just text to 411-923 the location, the picture, and March's home maintenance calendar was taken. It's of a mountain range. What mountain range is that in the picture? This one is a gimme. If you can't identify that one, you need to get out and see Arizona just a little bit.